Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from Cypress Trail Hideout. This is the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Welcome back in, Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, broadcasting live, Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue. Terrific food. Will House will be here until 7. Cody Stoops is here early because he's trying to defend his title. But come on by, 25610 Hempstead Road in Cypress. Happy hour from 2 to 6. So happy hour just started, we can tell. And it's not a weak, soft happy hour. 4 hours of it, daily drink specials, and also some live music tonight on the patio. Every Friday and Saturday night here at Cypress Trail Hideout, that live music. Bronco Jr. will be here later, and then Hit and Run, a band, tomorrow. All right, Cody Stoots in the house. He'll be here again with the Wheelhouse, 3 to 7. But he's here early, 2 o'clock, to defend his Who Said It championship, one of the greatest Who Said It champions of all time. But anybody can win the title. Not everybody can defend the title.
Yep.
Cody, how are you feeling?
Why is he fluffing?
He's trying to gas me up.
Oh. It's called selling a fight.
And think that I would make a mistake. Look, gentlemen, there's a famous story of Ric Flair defending the NWA World Heavyweight Championship on a Monday in Japan and being in Greensboro, North Carolina to defend it again on a Wednesday. Yeah. I'm a traveling champ. I'll go wherever I need to go to defend this championship.
There you go. So he's selling the fight.
Boy.
He's selling the fight. That's how it's done.
Right.
Very good. Who's the heel and who's the face here?
Well, everybody loves me. I'm the champ. So,
son of a plumber.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody loves you.
Everybody loves me. Everybody loves the champion.
All right, so Cody has the championship advantage. So that means he gets to go first in our five rounds. If you're not listening to Who Said It, we hear Brendan say quotes from other personalities on ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, and then we have to guess who said it. Whoever has the most rounds won is the champion. I haven't listened a whole lot to the station because I haven't been in my car a whole lot this week. But let's get it started, Brendan Riley. What's number one?
Quote number one, you can pierce anything, your nipples, your belly button, the side of your nose, but don't get a big ring in the middle of your nose like a bull.
Ooh, okay. Okay, and I go first here.
Yeah, you have championship advantage, so you get to go first.
This very much feels like a discussion that Vanessa and Gallant would have had. And with this Vanessa and Gallant discussion, this definitely strikes me as something that Paul Gallant would not be a fan of. That feels like something Paul Gallant would rant on. I'm going Paul Gallant said this.
You don't think Paul would get piercings?
No, I'm not saying Paul wouldn't get piercings. Heck, Paul may have it all pierced for all I know. I don't know. But I'm saying Paul's not a fan. I don't want to find out either. Paul's not a fan of the piercings.
You know who would know? Brendan Riley would know.
Okay.
Brendan knows everything.
Can I get it again, please? Can I hear it again?
You can pierce anything. Your nipples, your belly button, the side of your nose. But don't get a big ring in the middle of your nose like a bull.
Okay.
I have a theory here. You're already locked in, right?
I'm locked in.
Yeah. I have a theory here.
Okay.
Paul's been missing some time. So I would
not this week, though, right?
Okay.
But here's the thing. Do you know that for sure the quotes have been pulled from this exact week?
I thought it had to be this week, yeah.
But I would be
sometimes okay. I grabbed them from the week before. So.
We just ruined the integrity of Who Said It.
I'm going to lean Vanessa.
Okay, so same show. So it's along the Stoots theory. So we're stealing the Stoots theory here, which is always terrifying. I'll go with that.
Now, here's the thing. This is also definitely something that the bench could end up talking about, but it just feels like with the veracity, it feels like it was a Vanessa and Gallant discussion, and so we're each on opposite sides here.
Yeah, we'll go Vanessa. What we got, Brendan?
Because here's the thing. You can pierce anything. Pierce your nipples. Pierce your belly button. Pierce the side of your nose like I did in high school, but I didn't get a big thing like a ring like a bull in the middle of...
I wonder who they thought of whenever they saw the bull, the ring in the bull, or the ring in the nose like a bull.
It was based off of Aaron Rodgers. It was
so it was like terrible things you can do to your body.
Man, it's wild that the officials, you know, working against me here. What she said and what Brendan gave is the quote, not exactly the same.
Cody, I'm working off of context from the whole conversation.
I'm just saying.
Look, he just turned heel.
I'm
He's
just
trying
saying.
To complain about
is he
the
already preparing to lose, Jeremy?
Yeah, listen to
I'm
this.
Just saying.
He's trying to have an excuse. All right, let's move along to question number two, because I'm not going to listen to this hogwash.
I heard that segment live. I want you to know, Cody, not only were you wrong, Paul likes those. Number two.
Okay.
Wow.
Maybe too much information.
Cody's gonna give it get complaint about me. I'm gonna let him know how wrong he was.
Fair. I like that.
Number
I
two.
Like that from a good referee.
Four midterms. If I got some ramen noodles at the voting location, I'll go.
This is one of the more unique quotes to ever make it.
Ramen and noodles to go vote in the midterm? I mean, what about our civic duty as citizens of this very fine country?
For midterms.
So BK's not eligible, right?
If I got some ramen noodles at the voting
BK
location.
BK and ramen noodles sound like a slam dunk to me.
Yeah, BK's not eligible. What are you feeling this way?
Man, I don't think it's the old schoolers.
You think? Oh, you know who it could be? Huh. I don't know. I don't want Cody to steal the ideas.
I hear
here.
You. So
it's not going to be our show. It's not going to be their show.
Right. And I don't think it's going to be – I don't think it's the old schoolers on the bench.
Right, but is it an old schooler somewhere else?
Right. Okay. Yeah, I know you're
Is that where you're going? I mean, does he go by initials sometimes? I mean, we're not fooling anybody here.
I think it might – this one – I actually think this one might be Paul.
Okay, let's go with it. Let's go with Paul.
No. Do you feel more confident that way or the one you were thinking?
I am terrible at this game, and I've never felt less confidence than I feel today.
So if you think about it, the other one is a very big food connoisseur.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go your way.
Okay.
Let's go with the marvelous Paul Gallant.
We'll go Paul Gallant.
Paul Gallant was going to be my answer, then I got to thinking about it.
And we took it. That's why.
He's too much of a cake eater to eat ramen. He would never recommend that he needed ramen to go do this.
Oh, that's a good point.
So who's somebody that would have eaten ramen? I don't know that Granato even knows what ramen is. That would offend him.
Yeah, it would.
All right. I don't feel like that's an LZ thing. This feels like this is Patrick Creighton. This is something that Patrick Creighton might have said, and I feel like Patrick Creighton might have talked a little bit about some sort of voting or election or something.
Oh, good call.
I'm going to go PC here.
Man, that was my hunch.
For midterms, if I got some ramen noodles at the
polling location. Yeah, I mean, I'll go with that.
Yeah, I mean, at the location, I'll go.
Okay, that's good. Playing defense with a 1-0 lead.
Lance
that's fine.
Sirlein.
I didn't see that coming at all.
Ah, wow.
Especially with all the foo-foo chefs he knows and where he goes to eat. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but he doesn't turn down a good time. You know what I mean? He doesn't turn down a good time.
Yeah, that's a great point about the foo-foo chefs, Trey.
Right?
That's
a
great point.
But it's ramen at a midterm. He's not going to turn down a good time. Don't threaten Lance Sirlein with a good time. He's going to do a good time.
Maybe they were talking about fancy ramen, you know, like very expensive.
Oh,
ramen.
You're probably right.
Lobster ramen.
Yeah, something like
I
that.
I got you.
All right, 1-0 Killer Bees. This is good. Let's go on to round three where Stutes has first choice here.
Number three, who even remembers Elvis? He's like a mythical figure.
Who even remembers Elvis? He's like a mythical figure.
This can't be the Killer Bees. I think Blank said that the other day when I went to watch the movie.
Not true. I remembered him. I just wouldn't have wasted my time on the movie.
Okay, this again, I'm going with Paul Gallant. Here's why. This feels like something that Paul would not have been exposed to very often. And by not being exposed to it very often, he would just act like Elvis wasn't a big thing.
See, that's a good call. I like your theory here.
I think
here.
I heard this discussion. I'm not completely sure, but I think it could be his partner.
Vanessa again?
Yeah.
Brendan's been known to trick us with double repeat offenders of who said it.
So otherwise, I think Cody's on the right path.
Yeah, I think the Cody theory, again, dangerous to go down that path, but I think he might be down the right path again. Let's go Vanessa then.
who even remembers Elvis? Like,
wow,
50 and older?
Yeah,
definitely. Not remember Elvis.
It would have to be that.
I mean, he's like a mythical figure.
Wow. I don't think it's a terrible take, actually. I don't think it's a terrible take. I have a newfound fascination for Elvis because I watched the movie. But
sure did.
He
passed on Top Gun for the Elvis movie, Cody. Would you do that?
Top Gun is phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal. Yeah. Whatever. We're up to nothing in who said it, so
it's
I don't care
over.
About y'all's opinion of my movie takes. All right, you're right. It's not over. We got one. Our magic number is one.
Yeah, you get one more, or I don't get this one.
Yeah, magic number.
You guys are going to be the champions again.
That's what magic number one means, Cody.
I know. I'm just laying it out for the folks.
Why not?
Okay. All right.
Number four.
It's our pick, right? Yeah.
Correct. My mom wanted me to be a teacher. I wanted to fly fighter jets.
That sounds like a... Oh, jeez. What do you think? Do you have a good feeling here?
Not a good feeling, but I have a feeling.
Which way are you leaning? You talking about the guy at the end of the, at the end of the day?
Uh-huh.
See, I could see him saying something like that.
I could, too.
So what... Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll go. Let's go with that. Let's go with Patrick Creighton.
Ah, see, that was going to be my answer. This feels like something... I feel like at different times in his life, Patrick Creighton's wanted to do anything
I
and everything.
Could not agree more.
That's true.
The macho-ness level in his head said that exact thing.
Now, I'm wondering...
Did you just put ketchup on that baked potato?
I always do.
I'm wondering if there's maybe a chance... Well, that's going to be a topic on the Wheelhouse today.
Love it!
I'm wondering if there's maybe a chance that a discussion about Top Gun came up on the bench, and this is just so random or something that maybe Granado would have ended up. I'm trying to work through the ketchup on the baked potato.
I've lost my every train of thought.
It's like this is working, Louis. There's
more. It's like the fans started throwing things in the ring here, okay? I think it was PC. I think it was Patrick Creighton that said it. I'm going to say John Granado just on a whim that maybe Granado said something wild like that.
My mom wanted me to be a teacher. And
I
wanted to fly fighter jets.
I don't think you guys have gotten three since we started doing you guys together on a team.
Like we were saying, there's great champions in Who Said It history, but to be an all-time great, to be on the Mount Rushmore of the Who Said It champions of all time, you got to be able to defend the belt. If you've never defended the belt, I mean, what have you done as a champion? You've done nothing as a champion. Let's do number five for fun.
Finally, number five, he's French. Let's be honest. The French don't get along. I'm sorry, the French don't gel with other people.
Granado.
Ooh. See, that sounds like a Paul one to me.
I think
like
so,
Paul,
too.
Paul's got a really good grasp of history. And I feel like he has historic references quite a bit.
I feel like he's also fond of the French sometimes, though.
You talking about Paul?
Yeah.
He likes weak.
The food or the kisses?
Just lots of French culture. Okay. Feels like
Granado's a good guess, too, though.
Yeah, I think
Granado travels a good guess. Over there.
We're a couple of weeks removed from. Never mind. You know what? Never mind.
What,
I don't need to reset.
A couple weeks removed from what?
Just, you know, John was confused about exactly who drives in the Japanese F1 race.
That's right.
Or IndyCar race. And he was like, well, it kind of would be easy to win if, you know. And I was like, okay, that's not.
Well, what did he say? He thought that the. What's her name?
Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick. He thought that she drove an F1, right?
Yeah, I think it was IndyCar, and he was like, well, if never mind. We don't need to reset it. I think it was Granado that said it.
All right, he got Granado, we got Paul. What is it, Brendan?
Also, he's French, so let's be honest. Yeah. The French don't exactly gel with other people.
That's domination.
That's a scum.
Has there ever been a 4-0 victory in Who Said It history?
Yeah, I've shut you out before, but yeah.
But I'm saying 4-0.
Oh.
Because I have been shut out many times. It's amazing that this is the best I've ever done.
That is an awesome skunk right there.
4-0.
Where's Ric Flair now?
Yeah, to be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo! And we just beat the man badly.
Yeah, you did.
Badly.
I mean, when Brendan sabotages the beginning, it threw me off my game.
Go eat crow.
The
good thing is they make great crow here at Papa Charlie's.
Hey, try it with ketchup.
If you guys needed the referee's help, you should have just told
me. 4-0.
I wouldn't even shown up.
Let's not act like it was a quick count.
Yeah, you could have.
We just beat you 4-0.
You could have filmed the shoot around and had deflated balls, and you still wouldn't have beat us.
All right, Jabari Smith. First time we saw him in a Rockets uniform yesterday.
Some thoughts with that? It's Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I love the people at Fitz Roofing, and you will too, because they take care of you every step of the way. Yes, their name says roofing, and they do that better than anybody else. From the best product in the business, CertainTeed shingles, to the basic ways that they have the best warranties, they do the best service, they have the best ratings, and the fact that they do free, no-obligation inspections. They come to you to tell you what they can do. It costs you absolutely nothing. But the other thing is, people don't realize they do so much more. They do home repairs. They could put a fence in your yard. They do so many different things and have so many different services, and it all includes that free, no-obligation inspection. Go to their website, FITZRoofing.com, and then when you see that there's something that you need their services for, call them, 832-521-3001. They'll come to you to tell you what they can do. It costs you absolutely nothing. But if you want them to come back, you book the appointment, and before, during, and after the sale, nobody does it better, and I mean it. Check them out today, FITZRoofing.com, or get that free no-obligation inspection, 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.